What is the most surprising finding you have encountered in your field of research?
I'm a research methodologist, and part of my job as a research methodologist is to look at how the methods that we use to figure out whether a program or a policy or an intervention works, whether they actually work in the field. And so one of the things that I have learned over the years is that it's surprising how often that some of the methods that we use to try to figure out if a policy or program works doesn't actually give us the answer that we think that it should be giving us. And so it actually requires a lot of really careful thought. And so over the years, one of the things that we've learned is that randomized control trials and certain methods are really important for helping us sort of understanding whether a policy or a program works, and that other methods that we use where we compare a group of kids who were treated to other kids who were not treated but might look similar often don't do as well in terms of giving us an unbiased answer of whether we think a program works or not.
Based on your research, what is the most important piece of information you would like to share with practitioners?
What I think this means for practitioners is that when practitioners read a newspaper article or when they read a claim that says that this intervention is empirically based, that it's useful for practitioners to become a little bit educated about what empirically based means, and that often means what type of methods were used to evaluate that program. And it turns out that over the last 20 years that we've really developed a lot of really good methods for figuring out how programs work, and randomized controlled trials are one of the best ways to do it. There are other methods too, but usually sort of the simple method where we compare whether the outcomes for kids who got a treatment versus those who did not don't work as well. And so we should be cautious about those kinds of studies.